Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Oh my God, what a week it's been. It's been absolutely manic here at the Man-Made headquarters. Even with the bank holiday, it just feels like I can't wait till it's at the end of the week. But there's still one more big day to go. That's today. And actually, I'm going to be at the New World Insight Global Networking event. And I've been promised some incredible things. There's going to be some international leaders there from China, from Dubai, from countries all over the world. And I'm lucky enough to be a part of this incredible event. But I think I really wanted to talk to everyone about something in particular when it comes to networking or even in events where maybe you feel slightly uncomfortable. I'm sure that this isn't just for me. I know there's quite a few people in this world and people that I know. When you go to a networking event or when you go to a party, sometimes you can feel a little bit uncomfortable. And really, that's what's going to be my talk around today. That's today's podcast. Today's podcast is going to be around how to feel more comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. And I've got a couple of tips that I do, and I guess some things I prepare before I go into a networking event, because I don't know if you've listened to my first ever podcast, but on there I discuss some of my anxiety and mental health issues. And when it comes down to, I guess, networking, even though I'm a very extroverted person, I can still get quite scared. Actually, I get a bit nervous and sometimes I don't even talk to anyone at all. But there are some things that I've taught myself along the way and some things that I know that Cindy and Emma use all the time. And I think it's just about communicating with you guys so that you can be, I guess, best equipped when you are going into networking or an event where you feel slightly uncomfortable or a little bit scared, because obviously, you know, at this New World Insight thing for me, for example, I know everyone there is an international leader. I'm just Michael from Man-Made. And it's not that I don't feel like I'm, you know, worthy enough to be there. But obviously, it's always a different thing when it comes to different age or culture barriers and that kind of thing. And I guess when it comes down to networking with people like these, you just got to be mindful and you just got to be able to do your best and talk your best. So without further ado, I've got a kind of five things or 5 points to walk through, which would help you to feel a little bit more comfortable or give you an idea about what you can do in situations where you're left feeling slightly uncomfortable. I think the first thing you ought to do is you got to prepare. And what I mean by that is making sure you get enough sleep. You know, sleep is a big thing. If you don't have enough sleep, there's a lot of problems that you can encounter. And actually, being well rested means that you're able to project yourself better and it gives you that more clarity of thought. I think when you're looking at preparing as well, you need to think about your outfit. Now, a lot of people like to wear dress down, or a lot of people wear really smart, but think about the occasion and think about what necessarily it's going to be. Don't overdress, don't underdress. And I know it's such a hard thing to think about, but I guess dress in a way that will potentially make you feel good, you know, by making yourself feel good and being like, damn, you look great. That will psychologically make you feel better. And if you prepare that night before and not necessarily in the morning when you're rushing around, that may be the best way to do it. And last but not least, it's not always possible, but if you can, try to prepare and have an understanding about who's going. You know, maybe it's a big event or a big expo and there's someone you wanted to speak to. Try to put that goal down for yourself. And that way, when you're there, you know, I'm going to go speak to this person or I'm going to go speak to this person. I think that preparation part really counts and it can really help you to overcome some of that fear already if you're already prepared in terms of, I've got enough sleep, I know who's going to be there and I know what I'm going to wear. It's going to go great. And then what I like to do sometimes, and I know a lot of people as well, is sometimes a bit of confidence boosting in yourself, look in the mirror, give yourself a slap in the face, be like, yeah, Michael, you're fantastic, you're so amazing, you're so great, you are not who you are every single day. And I'm not saying that I'm not amazing every single day, because I am, but sometimes it just gives you that extra confidence boost. So the second part of the five-step series is actually when you arrive at the networking event or the party, wherever you're going. What I typically do if I'm on my own is I first of all scout the room. Who's there? Is there anyone that I actually know, or are they a room full of strangers? If they're a room full of strangers, I would move to the second step, which is to look at people's body language. First of all, identify whether or not they're actually open to conversation. You know, if their arms are crossed, and I have a bad habit of doing this sometimes as well, it typically means that they're not necessarily as open for conversation. And if you're actually actively talking to someone, that can mean a sign of awkwardness or something like that. And another technique that you can actually use is not necessarily look for open body language, is look for really closed off body language. So people who may be in the same position as you, they're nervous, they're on their own, they don't necessarily have anyone to speak to, and they're scared to go into that first conversation. And that way, you're able to strike up something that's relevant. And that leads me on to the third point, which is how to approach people. And I think when you're approaching someone, your character or your personality really changes the way that you engage with someone. So for example, I'm an extrovert. Using the Myers-Briggs personality test, I'm actually very borderline, but in theory, I am extrovert. And someone like my sister Cindy and Emma, they are more introvert. So actually, the way that I approach people and the way that they approach people is very, very different. You know, for myself, once I've done the parts of step two, scouted around, I just rock up to someone, say, hey, how are you? What do you do? You know, tell me about your work or who are you? Whereas for them, they find that a lot more difficult to go up and try and draw that energy. So what they do is they actually use eye contact. They use eye contact and they smile. But by giving eye contact and smiling, they're actually providing an inviting feeling to say, you can come talk to me. I can come talk to you. Would you be accepting of that? If they smile or if they give eye contact back, typically they or Cindy and Emma will then go and talk to them back. And that's one of the things that's very different, is that introverts find it a lot harder to draw that energy to be able to go and do something. Whereas something small like an eye contact and a smile, it just provides that warming invitation. So it's a lot easier to engage and start that conversation. Which then leads me to point number four, which is actually finding relevance. Now, what I mean by finding relevance is actually finding something relevant to talk about. Sometimes it can be a conversation where it's really dry. But it's about striking up the commonalities and finding that common ground. A really good example of this, at the same day that I did my presentation a couple of weeks ago, we had a networking session, and during his part of that, there was a guy called Bob Mann. Cindy was like, oh my God, Michael, he's got the same surname as us. I'm going to go talk to him. And straight away, it gave her a topic of conversation to go, Bob, your surname's Mann, my surname's Mann, let's have a conversation. What do you do? And before you know it, there were sparks flying and they've become really good business friends. Shout out to Bob as well. We have a lot of laughs at Bob. And then Bob was trying to find commonalities with what we're doing, and we're doing the same. And it's really important that you listen. You know, not only should you find relevance, you should also listen. Listen to what the person's saying and actually digest the information and ask questions back, especially during the first couple of minutes of the conversation. Really do listen and question. And when you start to question someone about a certain thing that they've said, it really shows off that you actually do care about the conversation that you're having and you're actually listening. By giving your undivided attention, you are creating an instant connection with that person. Not only are you creating a connection there, you're also creating a connection through relevancy. You might love the same music, you might do the same type of work. It's really, really important. And last but not least, just don't forget to exchange contact details. And if there's an opportunity there, do not forget to follow up. Even if there's no opportunity there, but you feel that there's value to go down this relationship with them, keep in contact. You never know what will happen. And that's the key thing about networking, is that you never know who you're going to meet. And you never know who the person you meet, who they know, and the clients that they have. It's really important to remember that anyone could be holding the golden keys to a business or a client that you've always wanted. So in order to summarize, think about these five things. The first thing is to prepare. Sleep early, get some good rest in you. Second, make sure you know what you're going to wear. And last but not least, give yourself a psych up in the mirror or in your brain or something like that. You know, that's the key thing, is getting your brain worked up so you can actually converse with people in a better way. Point two, pick who to approach. Look at the body language, look at the cliques that people are in or the groups, see whether or not it's open or closed, see if there's anyone around that you may know, or see anyone that perhaps maybe is in the same situation as you. That is an easy way to find someone that you can speak to on the day. Number three, approach people in a method that works for you. Eye contact, smiling, straight up just asking someone how they're doing. These are all things that are really important and give you that way to approach people a lot easier. But smiling and giving eye contact is definitely something that I advise everyone to do, whether you're introvert or extrovert. The fourth point is obviously relating to people and listening to people. Relate by finding something that you have in common with that person, whether it be work or business or pleasures, and then listen. Listen to what they're saying and ask questions back to build an instant connection. The connection is the important part. If they don't feel that there's a connection, or if they don't feel that they're getting any value from this conversation, they're just going to scoot off. And you can look at different signs for them to do that, but their eyes wandering, looking past you, looking above you, that sort of thing. And last but not least, just never forget to follow up and never forget to exchange your details. You know, what's the point in having a 30-minute conversation with someone to then just completely forget to get any of that information? It's really important to do so and make sure you follow up in a reasonable time so that they remember who you are and that you can continue the conversation offline. I hope that everyone finds these tips useful. For me, as I say, I've got mental health problems sometimes with high anxiety, and I manage to get by. If I can get by, I know that a lot of you can too. You know, sometimes it can be really daunting, and sometimes it can be really scary to meet people like this, particularly international leaders. I'm shitting myself. But just go out there and do the best that you can, have the best conversation that you can, and try to be as charismatic as you can. You know, always open the body language to make sure that you're confident, to make sure that you're inviting people, and to make sure that you're interested, and try never to have the closed off body language. Thank you all so much for listening. It's been such a great pleasure. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I know if you're from Reading, it's going to be like 26 degrees on Saturday. Cheers.